joining us on the Trocare College Lifeline, Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, talking about everything going on this week in the tech world. A World Artificial Intelligence Conference happening over the weekend, Mike. Were there any real people there?
Yes, many leading lights from around the tech world, including former Google CEO Eric Schmidt, Jeffrey Hinton, the godfather of AI, who's also a Nobel laureate. Elon Musk has spoken in this conference at the past, though he has not didn't attend this year. And it's a tech conference, right? This is basically like CES for artificial intelligence playing out in Shanghai. So we're talking about 3,000 AI-related products being unveiled, including 40 new large language models, 50 AI devices, and 60 robots that use AI in some capacity.
Ooh, all right. And then China figures into this how?
So one, it takes place in Shanghai, so it plays host to this global AI conference. But the big theme this year was a new proposal from the Chinese government. The theme of the World AI Conference this year was global solidarity in the AI era. And in that spirit, Li Qiang, who is the Chinese premier, in a speech called for the creation of a new global AI organization. Some have compared this to a UN for AI. And he says that the AI race is too fragmented right now, that too much intellectual property, too much technological advancement is happening behind closed doors, and that creates the space for AI to be developed in an unsafe way. That's why China now wants to create this centralized, multinational body that brings together heads of state from around the world and leading lights from the tech industry itself, as well as academics who think about the big ethical questions governing the use of AI, bringing all those parties together to create this organization that would kind of oversee the development and use of AI on a global scale. Li said that China actively promotes the development of open source AI specifically, that is AI that you or I could go into the source code of and modify or make changes to or use in our own products, kind of open collaborative way of thinking about that technology. And he also said that establishing a body like this would prevent the AI race from becoming the exclusive game of a few countries and companies, never explicitly mentioning the United States there, but the U.S. and its approach to artificial intelligence hanging over this conference in a big way.
Well, that all seems very cute, Mike, but probably not going to happen, right?
Well, we'll have to see. The speech was made in front of about 30 heads of state from around the world. Beijing also making a really big push into the global south when it comes to spreading around its technologies, kind of trying to elevate countries that, you know, maybe don't have as developed tech sectors. So, you know, it's a different approach from what we've seen from the Trump administration's approach to artificial intelligence. Kind of these two conflicting ideas about how to think about governing the use of AI. Last week, we saw the White House release its AI Action Plan. It's a 24-page outline of about 90 different federal actions that the government could take. That includes increasing private sector innovation. So again, kind of getting companies to compete in the marketplace, right? As opposed to having this more open, collaborative idea that China is suggesting. That means cutting back on regulations and relying on the private sector to recommend which regulatory barriers should be cut. Essentially getting executives from these companies to kind of make recommendations about what things are standing in their way. There's also a lot of thought about expanding AI-related infrastructure. So think about things like, you know, data centers and semiconductor production in the U.S. Exporting American AI was also a major theme of the AI Action Plan. That also involves things like exporting American-made semiconductors around the world, but also getting people to think about the national security risks in certain models. So that's kind of what the White House is putting forward. A lot of consumer advocates have pushed back on this, with Public Citizen saying it is essentially a corporate giveaway. It gives the tech companies a little too much power to govern themselves. But the Trump administration says this is crucial to winning the AI race against global competitors, especially China.
Well, Tesla is back in the news again, really for the most unusual reason.
Yeah. I mean, Tesla is often in the news for unusual reasons, but this one's a little out there. So they've unveiled a new restaurant in Los Angeles. It's called the Tesla Diner, and it is a diner. Elon Musk calls this an old school drive-in with roller skates and rock and roll. It's all silver on the outside. It's got a bunch of neon writing on it. Some people have compared this to like a crashed UFO in Los Angeles. On the inside, though, you get your traditional diner fare. So burgers and hot dogs and milkshakes. There's something on the menu called Epic Bacon, which is some internet humor from 2010 for you there. There's also a sort of drive-in movie concept going on here. So there's two sort of movie theater screens that you can pull in with your Tesla, charge your car, and watch Star Wars is one of the movies that they had in rotation in the last week or so since this opened. But guys, this also comes on the heels of a pretty disappointing earnings report from this electric vehicle automaker. Tesla's automotive revenue fell 16% from April to June, more than analysts were expecting. And the overall revenue for the company was down 12%. According to this most recent earnings report. A lot of reasons for that. Things like the Cybertruck are divisive. Tesla's other cars, things like the Model Y and the Model 3, are getting old, maybe not as competitive as they once were in an increasingly competitive market. And Elon Musk's behavior at the Department of Government Efficiency earlier this year faced a lot of backlash. Over the weekend, we saw the Tesla takedown movement, the protest movement, show up at the Tesla diner, about 75 demonstrators there.
All right. Well, hey, Mike, thanks as always for the update. Always enjoy talking with you. Mike Tobusky joining us live here on WBEN.